Soon they were all dozing off to the Ottoman's lullaby. Fire glow, Letho Shellhound allowed his leaden eyelids to fall for the first time in 2 days. He dreamed of a mouse warrior who carried a wondrous sword. The visitor from the Kingdom of Dreams had little to say, but the outlaw Seotha dwelt on his every word.
Masters who lack slaves cannot serve themselves well, and an empty compound is a trap without bait.
Dawn was casting its rosy tendrils over the hidden valley when Diderot stared Big Column Letho from the edge of the whitened embers.
Rise and shine, you two. Might wait for a working otter. Come on, shift yourselves from under me paws. I've got to liven this fire up to cook breakfast. Outside with you both.
It was not wise to argue with Big Column's missus, so they roused themselves fully by breaking through the curtaining waterfall out onto the ledge. Shaking and stretching, Letho took stock of their new surroundings. Birds sung in harmony with the sound of the falls, echoed around the valley. Colin sat on the rim of the ledge, dangling his footpaws over the drop to the pool below. He nodded admiringly.
Oh, Zillow picked a prime spot here, mate. Just look at those vegetables growing over yonder. And fruit, too.
Letho sat down beside him.
Aye, the stuff's growing wild now. But I can say it was once laid out in terraces by the clans of long ago. I'll wager some of our mates could knock it back into shape like it used to be. There must be fish and freshwater shrimp in that pool and the stream below it.
Colin stood up.
No wonder others loved Holt Summerdale. What do you say me and you go and gather some victuals for breakfast? That'll put a smile on my Diderot's face.
The outlaw had to smile at his big friend's enthusiasm.
Aye, let's do that, matey. But I can't hang around here all day, no matter how nice it is.
The big otter shrugged.
Fair enough. Where are we off to?
Letho winked.
Just following a dream.